Everyone should be able to choose their own health care provider. If that doctor prescribes you a medication, you should have access to that drug. In England, the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence serves as the rationing arm of the government. Under this agency, hundreds of drugs are restricted each year, including life-saving cancer treatments. A recent Wall Street Journal editorial pointed out that Britain has a mathematical formula for whether or not to treat a life-threatening disease and cuts off this figure at $22,000. When my husband was diagnosed last year with pancreatic cancer, the drugs he was given prolonged his life for 6 months. The medications he took didn't save his life, but those 6 months gave me the time to say goodbye to my husband of 30 years, and that was priceless. In England's system, my husband would not have been allowed these medicines. Yes, treatment for the diseases we face today is expensive. But do you want your family and your doctor making these kinds of decisions, or do you want the government to do it for you? I will not sit idly by while Democrats put a dollar sign on people's lives. All Americans should have the freedom to choose the health care they want for themselves and their families.